Why doesn't the law of attraction work for you? Why are you getting SHT rained on you instead of abundance? By Sophie Benchita Maven. This article isn't about the law of attraction. It is about the law of cause and effect. About time and about how nature cannot be tricked. It will give you what you paid for. Eventually. You can look at your activities and predict what your life is like, and whether you are building a life, i.e. investing, or harvesting and harvesting and harvesting without ever sowing. I spend 60% of my time listening to audios, partner calls, the book of The Art of Hunting Humans, 20% of my time reading, and the remaining 20% is for talking, writing, or cooking. This means, I have a headset on me every waking hour, even while I am reading. Not music, it is hearing myself breathe on the Big Bundle Energy audio. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I am working towards something. And I am investing my time. 99% of my activities are investing type. I am investing in two things. A life that is longer than I had earned until now. And knowledge and insights that can turn into real teaching for altering the future of the planet. Yeah, big things. Big things worth investing in. The function of time is to separate cause and effect. There is the investor mentality and the consumer mentality when it comes to time. I have always erred on the side of investing. Even though I didn't know what I was doing. I found out later, around 2003, when I started to study Kabbalah, an ancient body of knowledge. Truth value, depending on who interprets it, around 60%. The Kabbalah Center's interpretation is 20%. I took from Kabbalah only a few things. 1. The role of time. 2. The role of the opponent. 3. The interpretation of evil. 4. The importance of finding your pivot. I am not religious. Yet I talk to this obviously sentient non-physical thing, I call Source throughout the day. WTF, right? Anyway, the Kabbalah Center attracts Catholics more than Jews. Because the Kabbalah Center talks about the Creator. Source is not the Creator. Source even says, there is, there was no Creator. In this article I want to talk about time, and about nature giving you what you paid for, what you earned, eventually. How does that work, and why does this need to be taught? If you wanted to set up a system where people need to actually learn something for life, you surely would not grade them the way children are graded in school. People would never learn anything. They would do the minimum to perform for the grade and then empty their minds. And they do. I work with people, and even in my programs they are often more interested in impressing me than actually learning what they need to learn to become all they can become. Eventually I let the unwilling to take the long view students go. They are trying to con me, and I have an allergy to being conned. Maybe I'll work on this in my upcoming partner call tomorrow. Here come the tears. Lol. Imagine that I just let you go. Depending on your pivoting point, you'll react to being let go. With anger, resentment, or regret. You get a glimpse of what you earned, and you are both surprised and disoriented by it. Some students are, maybe, getting the principle. We shall see. Their partner calls are a great way for me to track. Are they on the call to impress or are they on the call to cause fundamental and lasting change in their worldview? Dig out the lies. Dig out the pretenses. Find their seed level issue. Seed level lie they are reacting to. Okay. What am I talking about? What is the principle? Oh, you haven't noticed, the principle is. Nature cannot be tricked. It will give you what you paid for. Eventually. The key word that you want to pay attention to is the word eventually. The role of time. The law of cause and effect, every force has an equal and opposite reaction. The force is what you do, the reaction is what you will get. Eventually. The Indians, Eastern Indians, turned that into the law of karma. And because they could not deal with the seemingly random nature of payback, they introduced, Gilgul, Hebrew, reincarnation. But if you look at life through the narrow cone of vision of the seemingly wise Indian sages and reincarnation, you'll miss the point and remain as clueless and as much of a victim as you have been. Okay, pay attention here. I try to explain what is missing from your vocabulary. Every action comes from a seed. So it is not the actual action that causes the reaction, it is the underlying intent. The interpretation. The meaning. Huh? Karma is a narrow cone of vision of the law of cause and effect. Kabbalah is a wide cone of vision of the same. In Kabbalah the cause of the action, the seed level of the action is what matters. In the partner calls we are trying to dig out the causes of the action, even the causes of the intent, even the cause of the emotion that seems to be the real driver. Until you get to the real driver of your actions, you are guessing. And your actions will be random, and capricious, and will wreak havoc on your body, on your life. Because the underlying cause of your actions will not come from a good place, won't come from the side of life, they will come from the side of death. All fixing comes from the side of death. When you wanted to fix your money situation, the energy of that activity is on the side of death. 1. I received an email from a woman who, for a while, successfully taught abundance, but suddenly the money stopped. And now she is in despair. She sent me no details. But I found her on the web, and wanted to hear her voice on a broadcast. I heard her voice, but it was more important what else I heard. The broadcast was by a seeming money magnet, but a total shyster, low vibration, all about conning women out of their money. My hunch is that suddenly our woman, the one who wrote me the email for help, got infected wanting to get the money, instead of causing abundance for her clients. Greed and envy became the cause of her activities, and nature eventually turned off the money flow. It is not just this woman, I have had the same thing happen a few years ago. 2. I put my energy remedies on Amazon. They work. I created them to cause people to suffer less, to make life better for them. But when the sleep rescue remedy became a bestseller, I became all about the money. Desire to receive for the self alone, the only evil there is. Almost instantly the money abruptly stopped, my products were removed from Amazon. It took me a long time to recover, by the way. It took me a long time to own that I caused it with my greed. 3. How you do anything is how you do everything. The third example is a woman whose whole existence is driven by desire to receive for the self alone. She wants everything for herself. That is all she cares about, getting everything. With nothing left for others. She is not a bad person, she is just clueless. She cannot see that there is something under that extreme greed that runs her, some grief she has so justified that it became invisible. By the way, I don't think there is anyone who is bad to the core. There are only wounded people who made a decision that seemed good at the time. Kill, take it all, be stingy, steal, whore, hate, seek attention, con people. Whatever decision they made is what is running their lives, and unless they get to the core, the original hurt, they will continue earning death with every action they take. So when she gets access to a course, or an audio, she tries to fix and fix and fix. And all she is doing is gathering more death. Allowing things to work, like yeast, like they are supposed to work, long term, slowly, effortlessly, is not compatible with gobbling things up, with greed. I can write the diagnosis of every person. I have the sideways view. They have the same fixed personal view, mostly, what they have always had, you can tell from how they look at their life and the partner calls. No shift in the vantage point results in no new insight. Okay, so what could you have learned from this article? The two most important things, I think, are 1. That the cause, the mover and lever of an action is not what you see on the surface. So if you want better results you need to alter things on the seed level, not in the visible, not even on the root level. The root level already has the tainted seed's energy. 2. That time separates the action and its results. And unless you know that, you'll never build anything. You'll be like the kid on the beach, building sandcasts that are washed away by the next tide. Werner Erhard calls that forever teenager. I even have a student who is a forever 3-year-old stomping around and beaten up. Not even a teenager. How will I get him unstuck? In my conversations with Source, Source seems to keep track of my earlier actions. And makes a prediction from them. And it is not just regarding me and my actions. It is whoever I am connecting to and asking questions about. So when I ask him about this dude, the forever 3-year-old, Source says, I can't get him unstuck. But when I ask the same question a little differently, can he get himself unstuck? The answer is yes. Go figure. So what can a person do that I cannot do for him? He can get an insight, and get intensely curious what decision he made that is now running his life. Sometimes the most insignificant incidents are underneath the most life-influencing decisions. Sometimes the incident is not a trauma, and it lives as a success. Because the decision fixed it, and you came out as a winner. This is the work we'll do in today's playground session, find those crucial decisions and then attempt to find the incident. So we can alter our view and our decision about it. You may have one, or you may have many. I have many. Our job is to find the one or the many decisions and start altering our lives. On the seed level. One day you'll wake up, and instead of being a yew tree bearing toxic fruits, you'll be an orange tree, a fig tree, a cherry tree, a different tree. I'd love to offer you a free session, or a free something. But as you know, nothing is free that is worth paying for. But without experiencing the magic of seeing below the surface, experiencing being important enough for someone to look with you, you'll never get off your ass and say, I want to be in the playground, damn it. Lol. Without somehow experiencing the magic, you'll keep stuck hoping it will happen to you, or something magically will change. It won't. So the closest I have to offer to you is a different workshop. The What's Missing workshop, also sometimes called the What's the Truth About You workshop. If there are enough people, who are not in the playground, to attend, I'll do a workshop like that. Or two. Or three. Please don't sign up if you don't mean to be there. I have 3 dates scheduled to accommodate all time zones. www.yourvibration.com. You'll get instant access to some past webinar workshops, so you can get prepared, but it is not mandatory. You also will be signed up to my infrequent mailings. Just an FYI. Related posts. Soul correction, another area where we plan to let go of the tree of knowledge. Should you read Kabbalah? I mean popular Kabbalah, Kabbalah the way the Kabbalah Center teaches it. What is Kabbalah and why should you care? Source. The light. Are you connected? Can you connect? What happens when you connect? Kabbalah, the Berg's version of Kabbalah, the Zohar, the Kabbalah Center, Philip Berg, Karen Berg, Michael Berg, Yehuda Berg. Want a world of positive energy? A world on the side of life?